and build up our prayer life. We've been focusing on things that will help us as the Lord's church here to really more and more become a house of prayer. That's what our goal is, that we will be that and that people will know that about us, and that when people are having things that they need to be prayed about, they'll know they can come here and have their prayers brought before the Lord, because this is a house of prayer. Last week we spent some time talking about Jonah and the prayer that Jonah offered to the Lord from inside the fish. And we saw how Jonah prayed about his situation and what he realized and what he learned from the experience that God was taking him to, and how sometimes it's those really desperate situations that we find ourselves in, like Jonah was inside the belly of the fish. We said, it doesn't get much more desperate than that, does it? And yet it was from inside the belly of that fish that Jonah prayed. He cried out to the Lord. And that's really what this is about, is for us to sometimes we've got to stop and realize the situations that we're in, that we find ourselves in from time to time, and realize that there really is no other answer. There really is no other place to go but to the Lord. But even more than that, we've got to learn that God wants us to come to Him not just when we're stuck in the belly of a fish, but He wants to come to us in all things. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to be looking at this morning the importance of some words, individual words. And, you know, folks like me that do a lot of preaching and we like to study and analyze the Bible, sometimes we get on words, just individual words, and I think sometimes, like in this case, individual words in a text become vitally important simply because they carry a tremendous amount of meaning. And so, this morning, the title of our lesson is Anything, Everything, and the Peace of God. And so, we're going to start out just focusing on these two words that are very similar, but they carry a really special message for us. And so, in our text this morning, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 is where we're going to be. The NIV text reads, "Do not be anxious about anything." Okay? So we start out with that word, anything, which in the Greek language, in the original, is the word maiden. And that word literally is nothing. Okay, so your King James translation to say be anxious about nothing, okay, is correct. So we're looking at that word, anything, nothing, and how it is used here and what it really means as Paul is using it in this context. Okay? Literally, in the original language, that text reads, nothing be anxious about. Nothing be anxious about. Now, when we think about that word nothing or the associated word anything, let me ask you this question. How exclusive is the word nothing? You ever thought about it that way before? Okay? How exclusive. Really, that word, if you stop and think about it, it is a word that is all exclusive. In other words, it excludes everything, doesn't it? Okay? When he says nothing, it leaves out all possibilities, doesn't it? In other words, how much are we allowed to be anxious about? Nothing, right? You see what I'm talking about? It is all exclusive. There is nothing that we can think of, you see, that we are allowed to be anxious about, in other words. Just if you think about it this way, just you know, I can be anxious about, and put a blank line there. Okay? Now, what possibilities are there that you can fill in on that blank line? Nothing. Not when we understand the exclusiveness of that word, nothing. See? There is absolutely nothing that can be included. In other words, you know, sometimes, for instance, you may be invited over to somebody's house, say for dinner, and you say, well, what can I bring? We do that all the time, don't we? What can I bring? And the host or hostess will say, nothing. Well, okay, well, that means then I go on my way and I think, okay, well, I need to bring this and I need to bring that, right? What did the host or the hostess really intend? For you to bring how much? Nothing. And sometimes, you know, the host or the hostess will even add on there and say, well, just yourself. Just come yourself. That's all. Don't bring anything. Okay? There is nothing that you need to include. Why? Because everything is included. Now think about that, you see. Everything is included in that word, nothing. Does that make sense? You see? Of the list of all of the possibilities that we can come up with, they're all included in that nothing that we should be anxious about. Okay? You begin to see how important that one word really is, especially for our understanding of what Paul is talking about here. When he says nothing, he means literally nothing. Say, absolutely nothing. Keep your finger right here for a second and turn over to Matthew chapter 7. Look beginning in verse 25. Now, this is Jesus speaking, okay? And so how much weight do we put into what Jesus has to say? Everything, right? Okay, all right. The reason I know it's Jesus, because in my Bible it's written in red, okay? All right, so Jesus is speaking here, and listen to what he says here. Begin in verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Look at verse 27. Put a little star next to it or underline it or whatever. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Any of us? Can any of us do that? You know, in fact, if you really think about it, what do we really associate with worrying? When we worry about things, what does that cause? Gray hair, okay? All right? And we often associate it, worrying. You worry too much, you're going to shorten your life some, you see? Because worry causes stress, right? And we all know that stress is not good for us. And so Jesus here is saying, look, you know, worrying is not going to add a single hour to your life. You can't do that by worrying. So what's the point of it? He goes on to say, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Look at verse 34. There's a little star next to it if you want to. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. And then look at this last statement here. Is this not true or what? Each day has enough trouble of its own. How true is that statement, you say? If you really stop and think about it, and you think about all the things that we tend to worry about, let me just ask you. What kinds of things do we typically worry about? What do we get anxious about in our lives? What is it? Money? How about our health? How about, you know, maybe it's our, you know, what our kids are doing or what's happening to them or what they're up to or, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that we get anxious about. If you had to make another statement with a blank line in there and really, really be honest with yourself, then the statement would be, I get anxious about blank. What would you have to write in the blank space? See? Now, here's the problem with that. Is there supposed to be anything in that blank space? Not if we understand what nothing means, you see? If we truly understand what nothing means, there shouldn't be anything on that in that space. Because Paul here is telling us, you have nothing to be anxious about. So don't be anxious about anything, or in nothing be anxious. Okay? So we need to understand that when we're talking about not being anxious about anything, that is all-inclusive. There is nothing that we should be anxious about. And then he goes on to say, but in everything, there's the second word. But in everything. In the Greek, in that is the word pause. And pause is in everything. Literally, it says in every matter or condition. Now, what we need to understand about this word is that everything is an all inclusive word. Okay? It's all inclusive. It includes all possibilities here. When he says everything, there is nothing to be left out. You see? Absolutely nothing to be left out. You see how these two words go together so well. There's nothing that we should be anxious about, but in everything, which includes all possibilities there. Nothing, in other words, is excluded. What does that really mean in terms of our prayer life? Because that's what he's talking about here. Okay? It means the big and the small. Okay? In other words, that we need to understand that God wants us to bring even the little things that are going on in our life to Him. You know, those little things that we so often think we can handle on our own? You ever done that? Okay. You know, God's so busy taking care of billions and billions of people, I'm not going to bother Him with this little trivial thing. Or the other end of the spectrum is that this big thing that I have going on, that somehow we get convinced that it's too big for God to handle. And so why bother taking it to Him? You say, well, nobody really thinks that. Oh, yeah, we do. We've heard testimonies in our Sunday evening study that we've been talking about people who considered themselves to be a lost cause. You say, that I'm too bad, I'm too far gone for God to do anything with. And yet Paul here tells us in everything. Well, what do we do with this everything? This all-inclusive. See? He says, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And that means pray, doesn't it? You see? So there isn't anything that we could possibly put on a list of things that we should allow ourselves to be anxious about, you see? And at the same time, everything that's going on in our lives, we should be bringing before the Lord. You see? We should be presenting our request to Him. See? With thanksgiving. Oh, wait a minute, that's a tough one right there, isn't it? That Thanksgiving part? Because if we remember, we were just talking about those things that we oftentimes tend to be anxious about, the things that we worry about, sometimes the bad stuff going on in our lives, and you mean I'm supposed to be thankful? That I'm supposed to pray to God, bring those things to Him with thanksgiving? Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it means. And what's the result? I want you to understand, you know, again, the importance of words here. Not just anything and everything, but do you realize that there's a promise in this text here? Yes, there's a promise here. Do you see what it is? You see, we're talking about prayer, and God wants us to come to Him with everything in our lives and leave nothing out. When we come to Him in prayer, He wants it to be all-inclusive, whatever's going on in our lives, the big things, the little things, and in doing that, He's making a promise to us. And it's a very important promise that I think sometimes as Christians, we fail to really see and acknowledge. But it's a promise. And I don't know, well, let me just ask you, how many of you believe that God keeps His promises? Throw up a paw. Yeah, most everybody in here does. You see? Yeah, God keeps His promises. So He made this promise to us. So do we have any realistic expectation that God is going to make an exception here and not keep His promise? Some of you don't seem so sure. You see? If God made a promise to us and He always keeps His promises, then we should reasonably expect it. He's going to keep His promise here, doesn't He? What's the promise that He's making to us? He says, the peace of God. Whoa. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That, brothers and sisters, is a promise. That's a promise from God. What is He telling us? He's saying, I want you to come to Me and tell Me what's going on in your life. I want you to come to Me and talk to Me about the big things and the little things. I don't want you being worrying about those things. I don't want you being anxious about the stuff that's going on in your life. I want you to come and talk to Me about it. And if you will do that, then I will give you a peace that you don't even begin to understand. I will give you that kind of a peace. And that peace will be a guard for you at your heart and your mind. Which kind of brings us to that question, what do we need a guard at our heart and our mind for? Well, the answer to that is because that's where Satan is always attacking us, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, isn't that where he's always attacking us, in our heart and our mind? You see? He likes to mess with our mind. Where are we thinking? Well, we're thinking about how bad this situation is, and then we start to what? We start to worry, which is exactly what he's telling us not to do. And so therefore, he's saying, look, if you will just come to me, if you'll just come and talk to me about what's going on in your life, the big and the little, the good and the bad, whatever, don't leave anything out, then I promise you that I have a peace that you can't understand. But I have a peace that works in such a way that it'll be a guard on your heart and your mind. So that the lies that Satan is telling you and trying to get you to be worried and anxious and all those kind of things, it will keep you from doing that. And the thoughts that you have that sometimes in those anxious moments, in those desperate situations like we find with Jonah, that you can have hope rather than being hopeless. That's what the guard on our heart and our mind will do. And God is telling us that as a promise. You see? And it concerns anything that we can think of in our life. It includes everything that comes up. All the good, all the bad, all the worst, you see? It includes everything. And it's a promise. And I like promises from God. See, promises from people don't always pan out, do they? But that's the one great thing about God, is that we can always know that He keeps His promises. But this is a promise that I'm afraid that too many of us are not tapping into. See? Because I think that what we're doing is we're being anxious about all kinds of things. Okay? We're allowing the anxieties of life to keep us from receiving the peace of God, which we can't really understand, but which is a promise that it will guard our hearts and our minds. So what God is doing, I think, is challenging us. He's calling upon us and saying, look, quit worrying about that stuff. You can't do anything about it most of the time anyway. Somebody said 90% of the things we worry about never happen anyway. We worry anyway. And God here is telling us through Paul, quit worrying about all that stuff. Just quit worrying about it. Go to Him. Take it to Him. And receive His promise. Well, He'll give you a guard for your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So you see, when you think about it, we really don't have anything to worry about, do we? Really don't. But we've got to get our heart and our mind wrapped around this idea, see, of anything and everything, so that we won't really be anxious about anything at all, and that we will bring everything to God in our lives. So let me ask you this question. What are you anxious about? What have you been worrying about in your life? Okay. Maybe it's your job situation. Maybe it's a sick family member or loved one. Maybe it's, you know, a relationship that's not working the way it should be. Whatever. What have you been anxious about in your life? The challenge is for you to just let it go right now, this morning. Stop being anxious about it, because that's what God wants you to do. And instead of being anxious, claim, that's right, that's the word I'm using this morning, claim this promise that God has made to us. Okay? To allow His peace that you will never be able to understand. Allow that peace to be a guard on your heart and mind. When you do that, those anxieties will be gone. Okay? So what are you anxious about? What do you need to get rid of? What do you need to let go of? What has Satan got you all twisted around and tied up and everything else about in your life this morning that you've got to get rid of? Now's a great time to do that. Because we're going to be praying in just a few moments about this promise, asking God to keep this promise for us in whatever those circumstances are. And if there's something that you this morning want to give to God, let go of it and just let Him have it. Talk to Him about it this morning, and you can do that. Steve's going to come up here in just a moment and lead us in a song. It's a song about praying. The fact that we've got Jesus as the best friend that anybody can ever have. But we need to come to Him in prayer. Okay? If there's someone here this morning that's not yet a Christian, don't be anxious about that. Realize the gift that God has available to you. You see, you don't have to be anxious about that. Just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Call upon Him as such. Confess Him as Lord. Repent of the sin that's separating you from God. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now, this morning. And you can have that same peace that passes all understanding. Whatever it is that's going on with you, if we can help you with it, then now's a great opportunity to come. We're going to call upon God to keep His promise this morning to us. And if there's something specific or special for you that you want to get rid of, then come up and let me know while we're singing this song. Let's stand together.